cybersecurity professional for 26 years can attest to this,
Yep.
that they looked at the data transmission speeds, you know, for the data that was moved off of there. And there's
Right.
no way whatsoever that this was a foreign hack or something being moved
Correct.
across the internet. It was moved onto a thumb drive and somebody brought it out of there. And, you know,
His name was Seth Rich.
I think so. I mean, the fact is that it's interesting that they are still trying, you know, to deny releasing the you know, the Seth Rich, you know, laptop and files. You know, they want it held for, you know, for decades.
75
Why?
more years. It sounds really familiar to the FISA FDA cover up. Let's bury the evidence, like JFK,
That's right.
bury the evidence, bury the evidence.
That's right.
People will
That's right.
forget.
Yep, exactly. So a lot of really interesting stuff in here. One last thing I'll mention is there was another document that I turned in with all of the documents that I turned in when I blew the whistle. So the most of it was, of course, related to Uranium One, related to money laundering and these suspicious activity reports. But one of the things that I handed over was a internal document that the FBI had, they had done an internal assessment on our election system. And what they found was that they did not believe that our election system was that there was a major threat of foreign hacking. And the reason why was because of the distributed nature of our elections and the way that these things happen. They didn't mention at all in this report about the threat that China played in, you know, into hacking any of our systems, even though I know as a former cyber protection team member that China was, you know, 90%, you know, easily of more
Right.
of a threat than any other nation.
Right.
But they did focus on Russia's attempts to, you know, use bots and things like that to influence elections. Although we find out that the FBI was the biggest election influencer, you know, and, you know, they were taking, I guess, you know, notes from the Russians and decided that they were going to try to influence the elections through suppressing media and suppressing accounts and Twitter, you know, with their $3 million, you know, pay plan that they were making to Twitter. So, but I turned in the document that showed this assessment. Because one of the things that was being said was there was a lot of talk and a lot of narrative being pushed by the Democrats, including some conversations that Comey had had in Congress, where he was clearly trying to push this Russia connection, you know, with Trump and, you know, with the Russians. And in this document, it basically clearly laid out that, no, there's no way that the Russians could have, you know, altered the election, you know,
Right.
to benefit Donald Trump. But that's not what was being pushed by the Hillary Clinton campaign. And
No.
clearly the FBI, you know, was you know, pushing some of that nonsense in as well.
And, you know, the FISA courts, I think at this point have to be called into question too about their authenticity of really, you know, taking data and just swallowing it. It's incumbent upon them to also do some due diligence and be held accountable. They can't just put it all at the feet of the FBI, which at this point we now know is utterly corrupt. Nate Kane, I appreciate you. I'm sorry we're out of time right now, but I'm going to keep you close because you are doing such a good deep dive on this document. And you're also running for Congress. We need people like you that are whistleblowers inside Congress to dismantle the corruption that is breeding from within. So please, support Nate Kane, because every state matters. Even if you're not in the state of West Virginia, go to Nate Kane, number4wv.com. Give him $5. If everybody in my viewers gave him $5, it would raise a lot of money for his campaign. So please go to Nate Kane, C-A-I-N, number4wv.com. Nate, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. God bless.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, behind the scenes, our next presenter has been doing a lot of work, kind of the connective tissue, connecting certain people, making certain connections, certain introductions, been hosting shows, doing investigative journalism. And I can't say enough great things about the work she does behind the scenes. How many of you know people that do a lot of work behind the scenes and they kind of don't want all the credit, but they're doing a lot of work? This is what she does. She does it all the time. And she absolutely just is passionate about saving our country. And she really has earned a lot of my respect. And she's a wonderful, wonderful presenter as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Ann Vandersteel is an investigative journalist, and she now has a show of her very own once again on Brighteon Network, and she's here to share the truth with you. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet Ann Pick-a-Pick-a Vandersteel!
Good afternoon, Miami Doral. Are you having a great time? All right. Are you ready for a little retrolution? We're going to go back in time today. You all with me? All right. Let's go. I want to ask you some questions. First of all, do we still have a republic? Who thinks we still have a republic? I don't see one hand. You would be right. We have lost the republic, ladies and gentlemen, but can we get it back? Are you the people? Are you we the people, the army that's going to take it back? All right, well, let's do it, because we see all the crimes, all the conspiracy, all the bad things that have happened, all the bad organizations behind it. That is your United States government, the enemy of the people. Folks, we have to go back to the basic law. The Bible is the foundational law of the land. Some people say it's your basic instincts, basic instructions before leaving Earth. But I say God gave us dominion over the land, the air, and the water. That is your L-A-W. Are you with me? All right. Going on from there, we know that God made man. Of course, he gave us our rights. Are you still with me? Man created the government, correct? We also created our laws and our corporations, all created by man. Everything underneath that, all that administrative jargon, the laws, that's all beneath the Constitution, which is the law of the land, as defined by our Creator, to defend us from tyranny. And where are we right now? We are no longer a republic. We have deteriorated past democracy into communism. It is here. You heard my very good friend Christy Hutcherson earlier today talking about the communist threat at our borders. All the countries, Iran, Venezuela, Russia, China, they are coming through the border right now. My other dear friend, Michael Yon, doing amazing reporting down in the Darien Gap, all coming up through the border. We don't have a republic, ladies and gentlemen, and the democratic mob rule in power is the wrong mob in rule right now. We have a regime. I'm going to take us back to 1868. After the Civil War, we had the Reconstruction period going on, and in 1868, as Americans, we had to decide whether or not we were going to get the band back together. I'm talking about the union of states, putting America back together, setting aside our differences. We've now, the slaves have been freed, but now how are we going to reform ourselves? Are we going to stay a union of states? Or what happened with the 14th Amendment? Some say it was great because it gave people the right to vote. Others say it stole our sovereignty, and I'm going to explain why. because 41% of the states at the time during 1868 said, we do not want to be flagged under the United States. We want to remain Americans. We want to remain Virginians, New Jerseyans, Ohioans, South Carolinians, New Hampshireans. They didn't want to be under the moniker of the United States because they realized if you assumed the citizenship of another entity, you lost your state sovereignty. Because up until 1868, we were Americans electing our public servants. After 1868, when they unconstitutionally ratified, because New Jersey and Ohio said, oh, hell no, we're not doing this, but they forced it down their throats anyway, that's when we lost the sovereignty of our states. And you started voting in your debt slave masters. The 14th Amendment, here as defined, the union known as the United States of America is a constitutional republic. What happened after the 14th? You have the 14th Amendment making the federal United States a legislative democracy. This is defined right here in Supreme Court case United States versus Cruikshank, 1875. Now you have the United States versus the United States of America. The 14th Amendment used to bring the majority of the citizenry under the moniker of the federal jurisdiction of the government known as the United States. Of course, what we now have is two distinct United States governments. We have the union known as the United States, which is a constitutional republic, and we also have the federal United States, a legislative democracy. Here's where it gets very interesting. That was 1868. 3 years later, the Congressional Act of 1871 was passed, written into law, creating a corporation out of Washington, D.C., that 10 square miles. And it's here demarked as 28 U.S.C. 3002, United States means a federal corporation. So you see, 3 years prior to that, making you a U.S. citizen, you are now part of that U.S. corporation. Like your zip codes are all federal territories defining you living in a federal territory. So here's where it gets really ugly. Because we have corporations now established and we have citizens under the flag of the United States versus our previous heritage as Americans electing in our public servants, now voting in our debt slave masters, we have the public-private partnerships. This is what we call the industrial complex from hell. You have the medical industrial complex, banking, you have surveillance, you have media, you have legal, military, and of course human trafficking, for which Joe Biden is the kingpin of human trafficking right now here globally. Here in the United States, you have corporatism and fascism, the merger of corporations and government. This was never supposed to happen. Corporations have taken over the flags of all the agencies that we know that have imparted and impugned us in a variety of ways. But apparently these people are immune to the fact that they took an oath of office. And we're going to get to that. Or did they? Because again, 5 U.S.C. subsection 3331, anybody who is placed in public service must swear an allegiance to the Constitution, take the oath of office. But what? What happened? What have we learned? We did a Freedom of Information Act request, and we looked up the Biden regime, his entire cabinet, including Kamala Harris. And while they may have put their hand on a book of some sort and swore to take the oath of office, according to 5 U.S.C. 3331, they also must have a written and sworn and notarized oath of office on file. And nobody you see here in this picture does. Not Buttigieg, not Blinken, not Rochelle Lewinsky from the CDC, not Kamala Harris, not Mayorkas, not Janet Yellen from the Treasury, not Merrick Garland from the DOJ, not even General Lloyd Austin, who mandated vaccines across all his military and wounded and maimed and killed thousands of men and women in uniform. Oh yeah, hold on, folks. Hold on, stick with me. The United States has now received the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., thanks to the incredible work of one attorney, Todd Callender. Who's heard of Todd Callender? That man is a hero. He's a hero. His work, along with investigator Lisa McGee, a former school teacher out of Colorado who lost her job because she wouldn't take the poison bioweapon, started doing these FOIAs. And guess what? They came up empty with all the people I just showed you, and they proposed a writ of quo warranto to the U.S. attorney. And in this writ of quo warranto, they named every single person in the Biden regime cabinet, including Kamala Harris, who is void of any oath of office. And what is it, the relief they're seeking? To have these people who can't produce this, and this, by the way, was over a month ago. They had 10 days. They've done nothing. Crickets. We heard crickets from these people. We're immediately asking for them to be terminated from their position and any appointments or positions that have come. Let's go. We want, we're not done. We want to render all of their official acts, which are really acts of terrorism against you, we the people, their bills, their laws, their regulations, any official acts whatsoever, including appointment of any subordinates, void ab initio immediately. And we want to replace and restore all the former office holders until such a replacement can be made properly. Rochelle Walensky, no oath of office on file. Guess what, folks? She just resigned. Woo! CDC, the Center for Disease and Corruption director has resigned. This is what it takes for we the people to fight back. We have to hold them accountable. Secretary DHS Secretary. You know that border fiasco? That's right, Alejandro Mayorkas. He is working with cartels. He is working with non-governmental organizations funded by Soros. He's working with your tax dollars to fund what you see happening at the border. Michael Yon has been posting about this. Christy Hutchison has been down there. I've been down there. I've been down there with General Flynn. I've seen it. I've seen our own men and women in uniform escorting these people out of the water and bringing them in. Look at this. DHS using an encrypted online chat room to tell Mexico where to send illegals to cross the border to avoid the Texas National Guard. Can you, DHS, your Department of Homeland Insecurity. This is disgusting. Lloyd Austin, no oath. No oath. But look at him. He feels good about what happened in Afghanistan. All that money President Trump spent to refurbish our military, he left $85 billion of it and killed 13 of our men and women and soldiers. But he feels good about the troop withdrawal in Afghanistan. Do you feel good about that? All right. The DOD and the State Department have sold you out. They've sold you out, and they continue to sell you out. Republicans are now taking legal action against the Secretary of State for the first time with respect to the troop drawdown in Afghanistan, and their targets are set on one Anthony Blinken. Banks too big to fail? 2008, anybody? Get ready, folks. 2008 was bad, but what's coming is going to be far worse. Look back 100 years. Look at the run-up to 1929. Get ready. We're already seeing the fact that the FDIC will show us that back in 2008, we had to pay out about $350 billion for 157 banks that failed at the peak in 2010. Right now, we've only had three banks so-called fail, big ones. We're almost at the same amount of money. Three banks versus 157 banks. And we're talking a difference of maybe $10 billion in failure. What's the answer? You. We the people. The 10th Amendment. Why? Because, again, the states created the federal government. It is up to the states to take back their power under the 10th Amendment. And this is exactly why our founding fathers wrote the 10 Amendments, because they knew that someday we were going to face tyranny. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to you, the people. How do we do this? We need to start finding and identifying and showing support for your constitutional sheriffs in every single one of your counties. I would like each and every one of you to go home, look up your sheriff, you don't know who he or she is, and approach them. Get a meeting. They will take it with you. And talk to them about what is happening, the tyranny, and ask them, do you defend the Constitution that protects us from an overreaching and tyrannical government? If they don't say yes, you need to get them out immediately. Get into your neighborhoods. Work with your associations. Talk to your neighbors if you don't have an HOA. Start figuring out how you're going to subdivide crops in your neighborhood, how you're going to get enough food reserves, ammunition for self-defense, because as Christy Hutchison explained again, what's coming across the border is coming for you. Food security, self-defense, health care. How do you else can you get protect yourself? Get a satellite phone for a backup. And if you can't afford one, go in on it with a number of people who can. Pay for it up front. Just do it. You're going to need it because your cell phones one day may or may not be working, and you may be in an area where there is no cell coverage. Get a satellite phone. Look at a parallel economy in terms of healthcare. Right here in Florida, in Venice, Florida, we actually have a We the People clinic that is going up. These are people in Venice, Florida, who said enough with the corporate healthcare, enough with what's going on with these tyrannical hospitals and doctors who are willfully killing people with vaccines. We're not going to do that anymore. You can actually find We the People Healthcare online at WTPHealthcare.com. Check them out. They're going to start franchising, and they'll bring one to a neighborhood for you. Take back our healthcare, folks. You've got telemedicine companies like Global Tech MD. These are folks that have a very, very reasonable price.